Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm so excited. I have Linda Lee Hack on as a co-host today, and we will be discussing why we chose the hard lessons we have and how our loved ones sacrifice to help us achieve those goals. So a little bit about myself before we get things kicked off, and then I'll hand it over to Linda to give a little bit of background on herself. My name is Heather Filona. I am an evidential medium and intuitive coach. I work with my spirit team and your loved ones to help you move past any blocks in the human experience in order to fulfill your soul's purpose. And I am a skeptical medium, and so oftentimes what that means is I just push a little bit hard on spirit and ask them to give specific evidence. So sometimes I'll bring up random things and stuff that you can't Google. So I always love when spirit does that, and so I'll share that in a message. And if you need to get a hold of me, my website is heatherfilona.com, or you can check me out on Facebook. And Linda Lee has been doing readings for the past 4 years, and she was opened to the Holy Spirit at the age of 12 and began speaking in tongues, as it was referred to at the time. And she's going to give us a little taste of that later. I'm so excited, the light language, as it's referred to. And learning the light language for her was just the beginning of her ascension. And eventually she developed the ability to contact the Universal Collective Council, channel pets, and past lives to see how they affect the current ones today for you. And Linda is most fulfilled by enlightening and often activating others in their own awakening to use all their abilities that they've been given as their birthright. And you can get in contact with Linda at channelingbylindalee.com. And actually, Linda, you, there's a couple people that I know that you've activated. There's something that shifted with you and or with them after working with you. And they're fantastic mediums. So tell us a little bit about yourself and just add a little bit more color in terms of how you got into this and a little bit about the light language gift that you offer.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys for having me here. Thank you, Michelle, for inviting me on your show. I'm very excited about being here and sharing with your listeners a little bit about me. I actually... when I began sharing my light language is actually when things really started happening for me. And there's quite a story behind that. The listeners who really want to read the story in more depth can find that on my website under the tab about me. But the Channeling Eric group was very instrumental in getting me off and running and connections that I made through that blog. Alisa Meadows's blog, The Channeling Eric. And that's kind of how things started unfolding for me. And once I stepped out of my comfort zone and started sharing my light language with other people via Skype, actually, in a very, very small group, is when the next ability opened for me, and that is to be able to channel. I was sharing the light language with somebody that I really didn't know. I didn't know anything about her personal life. And during that time that I was actually speaking in language, I started hearing other voices in my head, which I had not done before. And I heard words, and I was like, I can actually speak like language and have another conversation going in my brain. It's kind of weird, but you can. So
it's kind of like channeling. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly, you know, so I was like, what is this? In my mind, I'm saying, why am I hearing these words? These words mean absolutely nothing to me. And I was questioning it, and then I heard a second, I don't know if I really heard it or I just felt a different, an energy change, but it was different. And this was all happening to me before I understand energy and how it worked or anything else. I was just a novice. I was in my infancy in all of this wonderful stuff that people call foo-foo stuff or woo-woo stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know what I was doing. I was very, very, very naive. But then I asked I hear this other energy or feel or, and it says, just go with it, Linda, just go with it. Again, I didn't know what I was hearing. So, but when that ended, I asked the person who was sitting for me, I asked her, after I stopped speaking in the language, light language, I asked her, I said, I've got to ask you, do these words mean anything to you? So I gave her the words that I heard, and she started crying. And I mean, when she started crying, it was like coming from the lower belly. I mean, deep sobbing, sobbing. So when she finally calmed down and composed herself, she said her son had died 8 months before, and he was age 50. He worked with his dad, and he would come to his mom and dad's house every morning to pick up his dad, and she would always fix breakfast for the two of them. And she only had two children, one daughter and one son, and her daughter was married and had a couple kids living next door to her. But he came in every morning. His name is Dale, and her name is Jeannie, I'm sorry. And he would whisper those words in her ear. He would wrap his arms around her from the back, and he would whisper in her ear, Mama is love. And those were the words that I was hearing. So that's when I realized during that event is, oh my gosh, I'm actually channeling people who have left this dimension. And at that point in time, like I said, I was so bloody naive that to me, I was like, oh my God, I'm channeling dead people. I mean, that's how I understood it, you know, when she said, well, he passed away, and that's what happened to me. Oh my God, I'm channeling. And I ran after it was all over with, I ran out into the other room and I looked at my husband. I said, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. And I told him this whole story, and his eyes got like big as saucers. And he was like, really, really, you know, he was all excited for me. And he's been a major, major supporter through everything that I've done. He's been absolutely wonderful. And he's really grown with me. He's actually writing a book about me right now. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
so that's kind of how
that
began. Right. And that's kind of how my journey began. And I found channeling Eric because my daughter's daughter was having some difficulty. She was like 13 or 14 years old. And my daughter, her mom, was very concerned about her. And she called me and was speaking to me about her concerns. And I got off that phone call with her and I just typed the words in. I was led. I was pushed to type these words into my computer that said childhood suicide. And so I typed in the words childhood suicide. And the very first thing that came up was the Channing Eric blog. And so I really think spirit works with us when we're ready. When we are ready to do what we came here to do, spirit begins working with us. And I've been so blessed. It's been over 4 years now, and I've been so blessed, and I've had so many sessions. And yes, many, many people claim that they have been activated by my light language in many different ways. I can see how many of them that were coming early on 4 years ago, and I've seen them blossom, and I've seen them grow, and I've seen them, you know, continue to unfold their own personal abilities. And it's just such a blessing. It's kind of like a proud mama watching, you know, watching these
right.
these people coming into their own. I just got a young lady just put a text on my page that I just started. Light Language by Linda Lee's group. I started a group, and somebody just said, intercepted me saying that all she did was see my name. And when she saw my name, she began speaking light language just by seeing my name about light language. And she said she immediately
right.
started speaking light language just by being triggered.
Oh.
So that was a trigger to her. And I don't take credit for this myself. I'm just the physical vessel that is allowing
right.
spirit to work through me to benefit other people and to help awaken. I call myself the farmer. I plant the seeds. I don't always get to see them sprout, but I do get to plant them. And that's what I do for others, to help awaken them.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, I mean, I know some people that you've done it, and it's amazing. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's you. So you helped open that. And,
mm-hmm.
and you were mentioning Eric as well. And it's funny, you know, I got my start with Eric as well, and, you know, in the Channeling Eric community. And Eric finds you, you know, it's like you said, it's one of those things. It's like there are certain, it's funny because the amount that he pushed me to put myself out, you know, he especially works with mediums that are, there's a little fear-based energy of putting yourself out there and all that stuff. And at least that was my case. And I've heard that from a few others as well. But he's relentless. So once Eric gets involved, it's just, and it's, you know, he's just got, it's unlike any spirit I've truly ever, and I've connected with a lot. It's unlike any spirit I've ever connected with. It's just crazy. He's amazing.
That is, and like you said, he invites himself into people's lives even though they're not ready for him.
Exactly. But it's all good. Yeah. Like, it's amazing.
It is.
So you're kind of, you know, it's like you're kind of the incarnate of Eric in many ways, in the sense of, you know, activating and pushing people, and that's fantastic. So I think that's all good when you can do that, especially, you know, in this work. It's like we all have it within us to some extent, and I think if we can, you know, plant the seed and let it blossom within us, this world, imagine if there was a bunch of people that, you know, did just all things in the name of love, how this world would be. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Unstoppable.
Oh, I know. And that's what we do as light workers. That's exactly what we're doing.
Right.
Everything that we do is coming from love. And that is the one thing I've never had fear of anything that I've done. I've never had anything happen to me that has frightened me or made me feel like, oh my God, I shouldn't have done this or I shouldn't have done that. The hardest thing for me was stepping out of my comfort zone and sharing my light language with somebody. That was the hardest thing for me. But once I did that, everything else started coming. So stepping out of that comfort zone, like you mentioned earlier, that's the big part. But once we do that and all these other abilities are activated within us, they're like, oh, okay, she's going to do it. Let's give her something else to do, you know? And
that's right. That's exactly right.
Exactly. And it's just like showing gratitude and thankfulness for things in our life, simple things in our life, like waking up in the morning and knowing that I can get out of bed without having pain in my back. You know, it's like, oh my God, thank you. Yes. When I bend over to pick up the doggy's plate, I'm thankful because I'm not in pain and I can bend over and pick it up because I've been there, did that, you know, and just showing, being grateful and showing gratitude every day of your life. And acknowledging those things when they come, like what's happened for me recently is I don't see spirit. I get images in my mind of things, but I don't actually see spirit moving around in the room like many, many people do, or see energy moving around in my room like other people do. Recently, I started getting these little flashes here and there, like about 2 weeks ago, I got it looked almost like a tiny little cloud floating through just past my vision and my peripheral vision. And rather than ignoring that, I just turned to it and said, I saw you. Thank you for showing up. It's a way you acknowledge and then you get more and more and more.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's spot on. That's the biggest thing. The amount of craziness that I'm in a space right now of that receptivity, and yeah, the little synchronicities that I'm like, I had like this big idea epiphany and this awareness from spirit. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to tell my spirit friend. And I go to tell her and I look on the wall and there's a freaking ladybug crawling on the wall in my house. That's never, ever, ever happened. It's winter. I mean, it's just insane. And spirit is like, count the number of, you know, dots. And I was like, and it was all just this message on top of message. And he's like, thank you so much. And so yeah, I think that you hit it on the head right there, that it's the biggest thing is gratitude and acknowledgement, and more will come your way. That it doesn't matter if it's spirit, if it's your husband or wife, you know what I mean? If you say, thank you, I appreciate you, you're going to get more. They're going to be like, wow. And you could shift a marriage. I mean, wars can end that way just through a little gratitude. And you mentioned something else that I want to acknowledge and take a moment on, because I feel like a lot of people struggle with this. You mentioned, you know, about how certain gifts and people have different things, especially like when I think about what you do, it is so different, the light language. I mean, quite frankly, when I first had you do it for me, I was like, what the heck is this? Like, I did not understand. I'm pretty sure if I was early in my development, I would have been like, what's happening right now? But All I know is it's about opening up, and I felt a shift. I can't tell you what it is, but when I'm in the presence of spirit and I know it, I literally feel like high. Like I feel like I'm loopy, and I felt that when you did that. But I think the thing that's important to know for everyone is that everyone does things differently. So just because mm-hmm. I might be able to do certain things doesn't mean another person. I think, and I don't know, and this is something I've really come to awareness around. There is more than enough gifts to go around for everyone, and everyone is very unique. And as a result of that, spirit gifts you or awakens those things within you that best aligns to your vibration. And so, like light language, I could never do it. I think it's fascinating, but it's just not something I can do. But I'm thankful that you do it. You know, so. You know, that's just the beauty of it. We're all so unique and we do things differently. So I think a lot of times in people, what is this? You know what? Go with what works for you in your process.
That's
and
right. And
spirit
don't compare.
You. Yep.
Yeah. And don't compare yourself to others. Don't say, oh, well, I'm not good enough because I can't do this or I can't do that. Because, you know, when you think of the multitude of people that are out in this world, and then you think of the multitude of people who are currently now, and thank goodness for mm-hmm. the internet, because the internet has allowed us to grow so much and reach so many. I mean, I have done sessions all over the world now. And because, you know, we have Skype, we have Zoom, we have all these capabilities. But I honestly believe that before we incarnate into this particular life that we're now living, and we've all chosen to be here on this particular timeline for a particular purpose. And at that time, and this can kind of move us into the subject that we wanted to talk about tonight, but
yeah.
At the time that you plan this incarnation, I believe, and I've come to realize this through all the sessions that I've done. This isn't just something I woke up one day and say, oh, well, this sounds like good. It sounds feasible. We can do that. No, I've learned this by doing all the sessions that I've done, that we plan. We have a plan when we come into this life. And we have a path. I call it the path. And you can call it the yellow brick road if you want. You can call it whatever you want. But I see these paths in my readings. And when you reach a certain point on that path, that's when things start coming in, because that's the way you design them to come in. Like I received the Holy Spirit at age 12. But I didn't use the Holy Spirit and my ability that I received at age 12 until I was in my early 60s. Actually, I was in my mid-60s, because that's when I designed it to come alive. That's when I designed it to be awakened. And I believe that every person that comes, that finds us, whatever our modalities might be, that was all pre-planned, that our paths shall cross at that time. Tonight, my path is crossing with somebody else who is just waiting for the show. Your path is crossed with somebody who's just waiting for the show. Something's going to be said, done, or felt in this particular show tonight that's going to affect and touch somebody's heart some way. And they're going
to
benefit from it. And it's going to take them to their next step. And I do believe that this is why there are so many modalities out there. That's why we all have different modalities, because my modality may be perfect for this person, but not perfect for the next person, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? And that's why there's so many for them to choose from. Yes.
Right.
There's so many for that, and you're drawn. Your energy is drawn. You know who you go to. That person presents itself to you, and something will just ignite within you. And so, like, okay, I'm going to have a session with that person, because that's where you are on your path, and that our paths crossed at that point in time, and they were meant to. And becoming, doing all the sessions, and you know this too yourself because of the work that you do, you're just not a channeling person. You become a counselor. You become a teacher. Because when a person comes to you, and I don't describe myself as, I don't do channeling for entertainment. Let's just put it that way. Anybody comes to me, they have to know that I'm a spiritual channeler, that I am there to awaken them, that I am there to help them awaken. And that's my purpose, and that's what I do. And when that person comes to you, you have that as a you have all of everything that you've learned from all the work that you've done, plus your own life experiences always come into play with the people that come to you, you'll find out that they've had similar experiences, that some of the experiences that you've had and you've overcome and you've found a way spiritually to bring them into your life, to see them from different perspectives and to resolve those within yourself, then Spirit brings you somebody that also needs that same type of work done. And you're a perfect teacher because you've already been there and you've already done that. And you know how to help them achieve their goal. They may achieve it a little different way, but you're able to help guide them into achieving that goal as well because you've had experiences
right.
that are their experiences.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Everything is connected. I absolutely. That's one of the things when you embrace the journey that you're on and you really open up to, you know, what's been sort of like in your case, maybe a little dormant. When it was ready, you open up and it's fascinating. I never cease to be amazed by Spirit. I'm like, wow, it's like they sit on the other side and they see the big picture and they send certain people or certain people said something that it triggers you to have a conversation. And it's just fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think I don't know if you want to go ahead and get started with it. We have quite a few callers, and I want
yes, absolutely.
You know, the world to see your amazing gift. And everyone just kind of be open. Like I said, you might get, at least I do, get a little loopy when she goes into light language because it's true Spirit. I mean, seriously, it's like, you know, I get like, it's like a, you know, not a mile high, but I get high, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really feel the energy. So yeah, please take the floor. Show us your gift.
Okay. I'd be really happy to. And Gaia, Mother Earth, is the one that's coming in. She's been coming in with me. I channeled her about a year and a half ago for the first time. And she said that she would be back. So she's back. She's been coming in quite frequently with me over the last couple of weeks. So tonight when you and I spoke about me doing the light language, I was waiting to hear who was going to come in. So she just told me it's her. So we're getting a mm-hmm. gift from Mother Earth. And the theme of this is pure love, unconditional love. I guess being the holiday season is a good time to think about life that way. Unconditional love. I will tell your callers, they can set an intention for receiving this for something that they are seeking in their own life. And they can set the intention to receive it through this light language as well. So, here we go. Lahila mako abikisi a. Lahima lako lakipisi ka. Nishi abala have been eki la bakulaya apayo sana mayaya. My kala meyinia lili shikila male apapaleo to a liveniama. Me keba la bayo sukobai. The shinini me anahamaninia sukotua ti. Mahamiliana. Mine nine nemiona. Mine naninioma. Labiki abatushu. The shiamaniha labiki kaki. Indeed, O Dalam Bagay Libiki and Lamakai Lalio Samali, Mehime Labago to Abagiana, Amaniniasa Terbishi, Boshuni Rana, my Libiki added at Bukoti, Mahaninibiasa de Bukota Armanaya at the Pelia de Redibosa, Mahaninimiana Habale Ede Eduanara, Mahakapali Hisuku Obari de Yasana Alabi Atai, Mahaninianda Apale Ushan and Bahani de Bisikira, Mahalibianda Palo Opari de Yasanama, Bahaika Pai Sukupasa, Amani Apasi Apatua, Mainda Behida, Bakota Apala Izimayan Lukuba, Behiribidia Sara. Amalibiki Bigudukuba, Mahani Biada, Amedeo Sokapalapaki Dianda, Labakasaya, Mahani Dihesa Epoko, Labiki Abatidiata Alabaco. Thank you.
Oh, wow. That was beautiful. It's like it activates something within you. Is that, I mean, am I saying that right? I can't explain it. I don't
yes.
understand, but I think it's fascinating. It's like, wow.
Everybody,
okay.
Right. Everybody's on a different point in their path. So each person will receive something to their soul that their soul is ready to receive
mm-hmm.
from that speaking.
Yeah.
It's basically really, truly about the vibrations of the words that are being spoken, not so much the words that are being spoken, but it's about the vibrations.
Yeah.
And that's what their soul is receiving, those vibrations. And the soul knows exactly what to do with those vibrations.
Wow. Okay.
It's energy.
That's fascinating.
Energy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it just speaks on another level. That's fascinating. Well, that's great. Do we want to open up the calls then and see what we have? And the thing I'll say
kind of
is, and I feel prompted to say this for all the callers, and because I really feel this is true. And you mentioned it earlier, and Spirit wanted me to emphasize it. Even if you don't get through and we're not able to speak to you live, I feel like there's going to be messages that the callers that call in for. It will be for many people. So I feel like I need to say that out loud. So definitely. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. We've got, area code 480. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Erica, and I'm calling from Arizona.
I recognize that area code.
Yeah.
Nice. Perfect. So what do you have any questions or anything? What are you calling
particular
about?
I was just calling, and it's so funny that I caught this broadcast because it was actually what I was calling for. I was and have been curious about my spiritual gifts and what my potential purpose with that is.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. That's amazing. Yeah.
Spirit told me to like pull over and like park because I was intuitively picking up that I might be called. I'm in the driveway to get food, so sorry if you hear some interruption.
Okay, no problem at all. Perfect. You know, when I get it, when Spirit, you know, when Spirit calls, you must respond and you do what they say, and you know, it's like they won't lead you astray. So. So let's see. So when I connect with your energy, Erica, I feel like I do feel like there's a little bit of dabbling going on in terms of kind of doing opening up to different modalities. And why am I seeing, like, have you been doing drum circles or what's the significance with, like, I'm seeing like a drum or something. Like, if you haven't been doing drum circles, it would be something around, I feel like there's like a music sometimes. I feel like I need to tell you about drum circles and kind of the essence of what those things are and kind of it actually is just kind of what we were just talking about, it activates certain things, music. And I feel like that's a good, like, I feel like I need to tell you whether it's like drum circles or, you know, like they do the musical bowls and it kind of the vibration. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's these, I feel like for you, that's a good place to kind of start and get activation through. So that's specifically what I feel like I'm getting for you. Do you also use tarot cards or have you been doing anything with cards at all?
Well, I love tarot. I listen to them every day. I have a specific reader who actually is who guided me this way from her videos. And so I have, but I feel blocked, and that's a big part of my thing is I feel blocked, and I know something's there, but I feel like it can't come through because I feel like I have a subconscious fear of some sort with my upbringing.
Might be it. Yeah. Yeah. So right when you started talking about that, and it's interesting because Spirit wasn't giving me this right away, but since you kind of opened the door and you want to, they want me to talk about the dynamics with your father, or I don't know if it's your father or male figure, but it feels like there may be some, there's a little bit of a block or something as a result of that, right when you mentioned that. Does that make sense at all? Why would I be connecting this to your father?
In a sense, yeah. In a sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You'd have to go further.
Yeah, they just immediately wanted me to talk about your father. I feel like he may have had a little bit of a stern energy or a little bit more of a strict energy around him for whatever reason. I'm getting a little bit rigid around his personality, that it feels like it creates a little bit of blocks for you, like don't venture off too far type of thing, because there's a fear base that comes in when you even think about sort of crossing the street. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's related to my father. It might be just like a family dynamic as a whole.
Okay.
But that might represent an archetype of a certain religion.
That's what I'm getting. I'm getting it's religion-based.
Yeah.
Were you brought up in a Catholic church?
No, Christian. Well, I mean, kind of stems from the same.
Yeah, Catholic is still Christian, but it's right because I'm getting it has something to do with somebody in authority of a church,
mm-hmm.
like a priest or pastor or minister.
That must be the father that I'm getting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the feeling I got right away.
That's the label. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you were influenced. You were influenced by this person growing up? Yes. Okay, that's what I was getting as well. And you know what it is, honey, it's trust. It's trust. You have to trust. You have very, very good intuition. Your intuition was to pull over and to tune into the show. That's intuition. You're listening to your intuition. That's half the battle right there for all of us. And the second thing is trust. Trust what you're hearing, what you're feeling. Trust your intuition, just like you did with pulling over. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of people that do this work, there is that fear base, and it's either religious, it's cultural, societal. Mm-hmm. There's all these sort of blocks that are created within us. It's usually one of the three. And at the end of the day, I mean, spirit always kind of tells me, look, people are going to judge you anyways. I mean, let's be honest. It doesn't matter if you're a different color. It doesn't matter what it is. They will judge just because that's who we are. Unfortunately, as part of the human experience, that's what we do. So you might as well be who you want to be and have it be aligned to who your highest self and what you know to be true. Honestly. Shine that light. We need a lot of light workers around, we need it.
Yeah. Because I feel like I've meditated and I feel when I meditate, I can tap into it really quickly and I feel like it's there at my disposal. But then I might not have the tools or maybe I need to find my teacher who can kind of guide me through that fear. Because, for example, I was meditating and then I started feeling energy a lot more keenly and I'd wake up and I would feel it. Like I'd feel a presence, I'd feel something. And because I didn't really grow up with having somebody who could help me understand that or, it makes me want to go back into my shell. Like, okay, I'm not ready for that. But I know it's there because I'm such a spiritual person and I'm so intrigued by it. But I get nervous, I guess. And I don't know if that's just I have a lot of growth to do. So
everybody gets like that. I think if you can find – oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No. That's right. That's basically what I was going to tell her too, Michelle, is that's it. You just have to trust yourself and allow it to flow and know that it's coming from love. And if you know that it's coming from love and you approach everything from that aspect of love, then how can that be anything that's going to harm you or that you need to be afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you have to think. When you start feeling that little fear creep in, that's when you need to say to yourself, this is love coming in. I am not afraid of you because I know this is love. And please, I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you to come in and share with me and turn it around. Turn it around from fear and turn it into love.
And if I'm able to really cultivate that, do I have something that is waiting for me? I mean, like, is it in the context of spirituality, or is it something that my purpose lies more in the mundane or like a teacher type role?
Well, actually, the doors are wide open. I see these doors are standing wide open, waiting for you to decide what it is that you want to do. As we were talking about earlier, once you start stepping out of your comfort zone and accepting those things that are already there for you, everything will fall in your path. Everything will fall in your path as you need it to fall in your path. We can't sit and predict, okay, you're going to be a Reiki healer or you're going to, do this or you're going to do that, because we don't know what those abilities are that are just waiting to blossom and grow as soon as you give them the freedom to do so. But everything falls in your path. Like whatever Heather's doing now, she wasn't doing 4 years ago. And she didn't even foresee what she's doing. I didn't even foresee what I was going to do. I could have asked 100 people, well, what am I going to do with all of this that I'm doing now? So you just need to trust in yourself. You need to step out of your comfort zone, and you need to trust in yourself and allow your path to reveal itself as you reach each point on your path that you designed to do so. And it will come. I can name 24 people right now that have had all the same questions that you did 3 years ago and that now know what they're doing, you know? So we could paint you a picture, but because you have free will, that picture is going to be different tomorrow than it is today.
Got it. Makes sense.
Yeah, okay. And Michelle's brought up some really good points, and it'll help you understand more by getting involved with other groups.
And it's Heather.
Get involved with the other groups.
You were saying it's actually Heather. I'm sorry. You were saying you've called me Michelle. Like I've been called worse, but it's actually Heather.
I know. I've done it twice.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, it's Heather. Sorry. Yeah, it's all good. But that's good. You know, maybe that there's a Michelle in me somewhere. I'm sure.
There's probably one online waiting to get on.
I know, exactly. I know. I'm like, anyway. I couldn't have said it any better.
Yeah, and Heather, what 3 years ago, what were you thinking of? What you're doing now was not in your thought, I don't believe, 3 years ago.
No, I mean, I have always known deep, like, and I think this is the kind of the call of the light worker. I think deep down, I think we've all wanted, deep down, I've always wanted to help people and to do more. And I didn't know what that was. And I wasn't in job situations that was conducive of that. But Spirit kept saying, just try it and do as much as you can of that. And we will set things up. I'm still beside myself in terms of where I'm at now. And I know that I have so much more to evolve too. I don't feel like I'm there, to be clear. Like it's an evolution. And
it is, and you're never there until you go home.
Yeah. right, exactly, exactly. So keep on growing, keep on learning. And, you know, I used to be like that until I really started doing, I used to always want to know, like, where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be
doing?
Exactly. You know why I know this is true and why I feel so strong about my path is because I don't question it. I just surrender and go with it. I mean, granted, there's a couple times where I'm like, what? But I'm like, you know what? I trust Spirit. They've never led me wrong. And I'm enjoying the journey. And I think that's the important thing for people along this journey is enjoy the journey. And I'm telling you, the paths that will open up that you're like, how the heck did that happen? It will blow your mind. So,
There are things that you wouldn't even think about at this moment as you move forward on your path. But getting involved with, like what Heather said, find yourself a drum circle. Find yourself great places to go or metaphysical shops where you can buy incense and all kinds of goodies, stuff like that. Metaphysical. Most of those shops all have different groups, energy groups going on of many different kinds. And you get connections there. You're around like-minded people. You learn things. And those are great places to open up and find the path that you came here to walk on.
Yeah, and it's funny that you said that, Heather, about the drums, because nothing presently has come up, but there's been numerous times, like, in my past where, like, I came across, like, the Irish or the Scottish drums, like, at an event or something, and I just go, like, I'm with my friends, and I just don't even say a word. I'll just straight to where at, and I'm like entranced, and I even told myself I'm going to Scotland one day or I'm going to Ireland one day because I love those drums. So that does resonate when I think about that.
Yeah, and that's good because I'll be honest, drums have never resonated with me. It's not like I got my start like that, but I feel like for you it's something about them that it will activate something. So go with that. That's Spirit, you know, that they're saying to do that. Yeah. So yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I'm honored to have talked to a fellow light worker like yourself. You know, the places that you're going to go, trust the path. Yeah.
And remember one thing, that you already have a light lit within you, and wherever you go, that light affects those people that are around you and the vibration without you even saying anything or even inviting them in. Just being in the same space and the same energy you can activate another person with that light.
Awesome. Yes, I see that in my. Yes, I see that working with the people close to me. So a lot of them come to me already, and it's just, you know. So I'll just keep following that. I know my intuition is getting stronger as I'm, you know, getting and more growing, and I have a lot more quiet time in my environment these days. So it all resonates, and it sounds good. So I'm very thankful that I called in and spoke to you, ladies. It was, like, perfect timing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Erica. Have a good night, and enjoy your meal.
No worries. Thank you. You ladies have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see. I'll bring in the next caller. We've got area code 760. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Annette, and I'm calling from California.
Annette, Annette from where?
California.
California. California. Okay, got it. All right. So, Annette, what are you calling? What can we help give advice on or give you some guidance on?
Yeah. So, let's see. I would love a message from Spirit. And I am actually really curious about the lease that's up that I have with my place in February. And I'm wondering if it's in my highest and best interest to find another place or see if the lease can be extended.
Okay. Let's see. We've got two separate things here, so I want to make sure that we can kind of get to the most critical one here.
I'm just wondering if I'm moving in February.
Got it. I wasn't sure if you were wanting to connect with Spirit on. Okay, got it. So, in terms of, you said you live in California, is that right?
Yes.
Do you live fairly close to the water? Why am I seeing, like, is there, obviously California is close to the water, but is there like a lake or something by you? What's the connection with the lake?
No, I live fairly close to the ocean. I mean, it's not like I can walk to the ocean, but I live fairly close, yeah.
Okay. I feel like the energy is good for you to stay where you're at. I feel like
that's what I got.
Yeah, I feel something very peaceful about it. I feel like it's a laid back place. Like it feels laid back and good and easy, which is like, I mean, if I, you know, California is quite large and different communities, but that's not the first thing I would think of when I think of California, but I feel that in the community that you're living in. So it feels really good for you.
Right. So, so the house itself, the actual place I'm living in, that's what you're feeling is peaceful.
That's what I get, absolutely. Are you a reader as well? Why do I see a stack of books?
Oh, yeah. I have a stack of books.
Okay. That Spirit's just acknowledging that. That's like that. I'm a skeptical medium, so I usually say, okay, if you're going to tell them something, give them a little, like, validation of everything I just said.
Yeah.
So that's just validating. You're a seeker. You're kind of a truth seeker. You've really got really good, I know I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent here, but I seriously, like, you're someone who could, like, create your own meditations. I just have to tell you, like, that's not anything I think I've ever told anyone, but I feel like I need to tell you that. There's something that talking to you, my energy, like, I just feel very peaceful and calm right now. So it's a grounding presence with you. So I think it's fantastic.
Thank you so much. Well, I love doing angel readings, just to give you a little validation.
Okay.
And actually, I am having my second event here at the house, and I'm with a friend of mine who does crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls. And one of the things that I normally struggle with when I have the groups is I feel like I don't have enough, I don't know, resources or that I don't do lead meditations enough. So I always feel like I have to give it over to someone else. But this time I said, no, I'm going to take on this challenge. I'm going to step into this. And so I'm really excited about doing this next meditation because I'm feeling more comfortable with it.
So are you actually doing leading meditations for people? Is that what you're saying?
No, this is a group I'm having for the second time. And during the, usually with a group, I like to have them started out with a meditation, and I've usually given it over to other people to do.
Yeah, actually doing it
for the second time. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's exactly good. That's what you should, like, I feel very, like I said, I've never told anyone that, and the fact that I felt like prompted to tell you that, so that's also just spirit saying that it's good for you as well. So that's
awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I don't
if
know,
I'm
Linda,
staying in this place,
oh.
if it's meant for me to stay in this place, that must mean that I will have the resources to do so. If that's what you're really feeling, that that's meant to be.
I do. I just feel like it's such a comfortable energy. I just, it doesn't feel.
I love it.
Yeah. I do too. Like, it just feels so like it's kind of a sanctuary, whatever this space that you're in. I feel like it's all good. So yeah, I think things will line up and things will work out. And I feel like you've created your space in this, like there's just an energy that you've created in the space that you exist that's really conducive for you. So
exactly.
keep on keeping on with that for sure. So yeah, all good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know, Linda, are you getting... It sounds like you were getting about the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as she asked the question, I got right away that she needed to extend or renew her lease where she is now.
Yep.
So I definitely got that she should stay where she is.
Cool.
Absolutely. Yes. And if, you know, you just manifest the funds that you need, you're doing these, what you're doing in your space now, are you charging for those?
Yeah. And
yes.
I'm going to continue to do them, although the truth of the matter is that it's kind of like more of a supplementary type of income at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It really isn't a bread and butter at this point. So it's nice because I love the energy of it, and I want to do more of them. And at the same time, I have another thing that is more my bread and butter, and I'd like to bring on more clients for that.
I definitely feel that there's going to be more. There's going to be more clients. I'm not sure which entity I'm feeling, that there definitely is going to be more clients. That was my next thought to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that in your meditation and your, I guess you're reading, doing angel cards. Is that what you're doing with these people?
I do angel card readings, yes. I do that with the groups that I bring in. I don't really have clients for that yet. I have more clients for natural food chefs. I help people to get healthier through food.
Well, that's good. And I do feel that that's going to start expanding quite rapidly. So you will be, you're manifesting the income to take care of your needs.
Awesome.
Yep. Yeah. And I do feel I agree with that, and I feel a partner energy coming in for you. I don't know what that would be around, but I do feel like there's a little bit of a co-op. Yeah, so it's going to be good for you, for sure. All good.
Partner, you mean?
I feel like I need to tell you there's going to be a partner, yes. There's going to be someone that, like, you do business with. There's something to where you will go in on it with an individual and make money.
It'll
be a good partnership.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So good. Good stuff there. So good luck to you, and definitely call back and let us know how our things are going.
I will, and happy holidays. Thank you.
Same. Thanks, Annette. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. We've got the next caller here. We've got, all right, area code 480. And what is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Emily from Arizona.
Okay. You said Emily from Arizona?
Kimberly.
Oh, Kimberly, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
And what is your question? What can we give you guidance on?
Well, I've had a whole bunch of really odd things happen in the last 6 months. I've never really been interested in what I guess I would call New Age spirituality. I've always had precognitive dreams and strong intuitions, and I guess I knew that there was some sort of latent gift there. I wasn't interested in trying to develop that on my own, but when it happened organically, it didn't frighten me. It just seemed very natural, just something that happened. And then in the last 10 years, I've just had a series of really difficult things happen that started with my sister dying. And she came to me in dreams after she died. Comforting me, I think. And then after my sister died, I went through a divorce and then became engaged to a man that I know. Now I didn't know the difference then between them. Soulmates and twin flames, which I've learned recently, but definitely a very dear soulmate. And we got engaged, and then we got into a motorcycle accident, and he died in the accident. And I spent a year recovering from that, and during that time, I just had, it seemed like these experiences were becoming stronger. I know I saw him at the site of the accident, which I couldn't move. They didn't even think I was going to make it to the hospital. I couldn't believe that I lived. But he stood there with me at the side of the road, and there was nobody else there. I know there was tons of cars because we backed up traffic for hours and hours and hours with the accident. But when I saw him, it was just he and I, and I was sobbing, asking him to take me with him. And he said, I don't have a choice, that you have to go back. And that was all he said then. But I know he was with me during my recovery at different periods. And then I got better. And then my daddy died in a car accident. And I had more dreams where he came to me. And he and I had a very, very difficult relationship. And again, with the dreams of comfort, and I was really upset because I didn't know how I was going to ever make that peace with my dad that I guess I assumed I would do one day, but I hadn't. And I found a way of doing that just as being a parent myself, and the times that I fail as a parent, just hoping my kids understand someday, like, I know it seems like I suck, but I really am doing the best I can right now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I
remember thinking that one time, and I'd been kind of trying to process the things with my dad and trying to find a way to forgive him for these things that happened in my life. Thinking that one time about my kids was what led me to being able to forgive my dad as best I think I can, because I finally realized, like, I was disappointed a lot by him and a lot of the things that he did or didn't do. But I think he was doing the best he can, and that's all anybody can do. And if I know that's what he was doing, then what more can you expect from someone? And then all these things just kept getting stronger and stronger. And last summer, I started becoming interested in astrology and tarot and things I never would have ever had any interest in, and I have no idea what drew me to them. And then learning about them and learning new terms and things, I've been trying to discount it with my Christian beliefs. And what I really found is that it's very much in line with the things that I already believe. They just use different terms for a lot of them. And then I met this amazing man on November 1st, 2018. So that's interesting with the 11118. Didn't know anything about synchronicities. My 7-year-old became obsessed with synchronicities and would show them to me all the time. And I didn't know where that had come from, but he did it often enough that I started noticing them all the time. And they were everywhere. And I knew by the second date with this man that he was somebody very, very special. And then the third, we went on 3 dates. Each one was better than the last. We both acknowledged that there's something very different about this. And then he just withdrew, and I haven't seen him since. And I'm not the type of woman to fall in love quickly. I'm certainly not the type to pine over a man or be devastated or upset, or if you don't call me, cool, next. And that didn't happen. And I got so emotional and, like, I don't want to say obsessed because that sounds terrible, but maybe a little obsessed.
Yeah, so I think
sorry.
I'm going crazy. I think I'm going crazy, and then I found this twin flame turn, and we're off the chart with every single indicator I can find. I'm a Gemini. He's Aquarius. Yeah, I mean, just anything that I can find. Yes, check, 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 check. All of it, and there's days that, and the whole ascension process has started, and I even contacted my ex-husband who hasn't seen my children for 6 years and offered to help him in the healing process with my kids, which he really doesn't deserve.
Oh.
But my thought is that my children need it. And that's not something I would
want
to do. I don't want to be bad for you.
Yeah, so Kip, so let's talk. You just went over a lot. So I want to make sure that we understand. Yeah, and I get it. We want to be able to give you, you know, we have a short time, so we want to be able to give you what, you know, what's in your highest good, considering you've got a lot going on. So I just feel like you had mentioned that there is a there's a young man that stepped forward, and I believe this is the man that you were referring to in the, I think you said motorcycle accident. I feel like did he have a sister and a mother? Like, why is he, I feel like he's wanting to acknowledge them as well. Do you understand this?
He has three sisters and two brothers. And
okay.
Brothers. Very much.
For some reason.
A big
for, okay. For some reason. Okay. For some reason, he's mentioning the mom and the sister, though, in particular. I don't know. There's something about them in particular. I don't know if there's more of a struggle with them in his passing, but he's wanting to, like, acknowledge them in specifically. But I feel like okay, got it. So I feel like the biggest thing, and he said this early on, and you were, after he said this to me, you were mentioning a lot of stuff, and I understand now why he's saying this. You need to journal. Do you journal at all? You have a lot to work through.
I still journal. I filled an entire journal last month, and the month before I filled an entire journal, and I'm halfway through one now. But I look back on it, and some of it looks insane, and there's parts of me that think, am I losing my mind?
You need to keep doing it. I feel like there's a healing element for you. Because I'm telling you, you're going to get to a point where you can look back at that and say, wow, look at how far I've come. But a lot of times, whether it's you writing a letter to someone about your emotions, I feel like in particular, there's certain people that you feel like things have gone in ways that they shouldn't have. I feel like you need to journal about that. Write them a letter in the journal. Maybe not have it be about you per se, but have, this is what I feel like you did to me. And write these people letters. You know, the new year is coming up.
The other day, I just felt, I say God, spirit, whatever you call him, has just been talking to me in a way that he never has before. I mean, I've always been very close to my Heavenly Father, but never, like, where I feel like he's speaking to me, like, okay, now today we're going to do this, and today we're going to do this, and this is what we're going to do today. And the other day, I really felt like when I forgave my dad, that, like, that was my biggest obstacle. I felt like the other day he was like, no, there's more. And so I made a list.
Yeah.
Of the things that I did, and I made, like, a plan, and I wrote out, okay, I'm going to write about, you know, things with my mom and my dad and my sister passing and Sean passing and with my last boyfriend and with my daddy dying and with all of that. I'm going to write a letter to them, and I'm going to write a letter to God about how I feel about it, and then I'm going to journal about it. And then if I feel good after that, then I'm going to consider that handled. But whatever, I feel
like I have to
go through the process. I don't know what the process is. Like,
I think, here's the thing, can I just tell you, I think you're going through it, and that's the thing that's hard, is a lot of times when you're going through it and you're working through this stuff, actually when we were, or Linda had mentioned this, and I was actually just talking to someone else about this today as well, offline, is, you know, through this process of evolving and opening up spiritually and really, like, becoming our best self, we we almost, a lot of people that go through the sort of awakening, whatever you want to call it, they tend to, they like, spirit exposes all of these wounds to you. And it is an opportunity for you to work through them. And it feels like hopeless and never ending, but it does get better because you come out at the other end stronger. And guess what? You know how many people you can help by your story, because you are going to come out. And not only that, but you're journaling about it. Like, you have a story to tell. I mean, you're literally telling your story.
When I look at them, I'm terrified someone will find them and think I'm insane.
No,
because
absolutely not.
I have premonitions of things that are going to happen. And I don't know.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Why am I writing this?
No.
Like, what?
Yeah. No, you're just opening up to your gifts, and so you don't need to be afraid of it. You just need to embrace it, and I have to embrace the space that you're in right now, because there's going to be a lot of lessons and growth that's coming in. And growth is painful. I mean, it's no different when a kid is growing and they're like, you know, their bones are literally growing and it hurts. But, you know, they end up bigger and stronger. I mean, it's the same thing you're going through. And so
I felt like I was okay with.
I'm sorry, you cut out. What was that?
I felt a lot of these things I'm dealing with were things I was already okay with.
You know, I can speak to that as well. A lot of times you feel, you know, you've healed something and it comes back up again. Trust me, there's times where I've done readings for people and I had to give them a message and Spirit's like, that's for you as well. And I'm like, wow. So just keep working through it. I feel like, I know when you're in the thick of it, it's hard to see kind of the forest through the trees, but you're on the right path and it's all good. Like, things are working out for your highest good, and you're just, it's kind of like, you know, it's the shining of the penny, or, you know, the oyster, you know, you go through the rough part and that's what creates the oyster, you know, that's the beauty of that. So, you're going to come out ahead and it's going to be all good for you, but you just have to work through it right now. So really just kind of, keep journaling. I would just, if I tell you nothing else, I'm sorry, your phone's cutting out a little bit there.
That thing, is it real?
In general, like there's the concept of twin flame. Yes, absolutely. And we all have connections with people, and I think it's one of those things that people, you know, whether people ask about, you know, how is this going to be, is this my twin flame, generally, you know, the answer to that. And so, yes, it is real. And there is that, the love there. I think there, all relationships to some extent, sorry, go ahead.
I've never heard of that term. I've never delved into any of these things before.
Yeah.
And a moment, well, on our first date, it was fun, and he kissed me at the end, and he, and when he did, he put his hand, like, on my lower back, and for some reason, it wasn't sexual, it was just very sweet. Just the way that he did it was very sweet, and I just felt, it was just a feeling I'd never felt before, and it just made me...
Yeah, go with that. I guess the biggest thing is we get caught up, bent around the axle about naming, wanting what we as humans want to name everything. If you have, energy is energy, and we talked about this at the beginning of the call, and if you feel that energy, go with it. That's the feelings you feel cannot be wrong, so trust your energy and around that. It's all good for you. So I really feel, keep doing what you're doing. You're on the right path. So best of luck to you. I think things will work out. I'm sorry?
What is it the past two? Did Sean say anything else to you besides his mom and his sister?
It might be best if you, there's a lot going on. Like, I feel like there's a lot of energy associated around you. So it might be best if you do like a separate reading with someone, like reach out to myself or Linda, and we can give you a little bit more guidance on that. I think there's a lot going on. So And I want to make, I want to be able to get in one more call before we end the show. So, but I think things will be good. You have a lot going on. Like I said, it might be good for you to reach out to someone individually and kind of talk through that. Certainly reach out to myself or Linda. There's plenty of people out there that can kind of, I'm sorry.
What's the best way to contact you? I sent a message there on your Facebook. Is that good?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you've done that, I'll get in contact with you. Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk. We can certainly talk through that. So, yeah. So so hang in there. We'll it's all good. It'll all be good. And this just means that you're they're shining you up for the next evolution. So best of luck to you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, good. You're back on. Yeah.
Yeah, I got thrown off for some reason, but and I didn't get to hear the whole thing because I sat here for a couple of minutes trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do next. But what I'm getting to is, you have to remember, honey, that when we're going through all this that we're going through, and you're not alone in this, feeling like you're crazy, like you said, I'm scared to death somebody's going to find my journals and think I'm off my rocker. We all go through that during our awakening period. We all think that we're crazy, and all of us light workers go through the same thing, and you've got a lot ahead of you and you're working through it. That's why these things keep coming up. You've got to look at some of these wounds from different perspectives. That's why they're coming up, because you haven't completely cleared them, even though you feel like you completely cleared them. And I know that from my personal experience.
My sister and son have never come to me unless I was sleeping in dream. And the other night I was awake. And they were talking to me, and it makes me so crazy. And they were telling me the part of why they died was for my journey, was to benefit my journey.
So they're asking you to look at things from different perspectives.
I'll reach out to you and we can talk. There's a lot that you have going on, but just know that they're with you. There's nothing to be afraid of. I know the loss of anyone is hard, and so just want to send you a lot of love. But know that they're here for you, and they want to help you. And that's why, you know, oftentimes they'll come in dreams, because it's where you can't use your logical mind or you can't react to it. And so, for you, I see that would be a really good space for you, especially with what you're going through, because as we're breaking through the barriers and the blocks on our journey.
I said dreams. That doesn't frighten me when they come in dreams, but to be awake, and I could see static electricity or something in the air. Like, I couldn't see them, but I could.
Yeah. They're
there.
Yeah. Yeah, so I will reach out to you, Kim, and we'll talk through it. I want to make sure that you don't leave you hanging, and I want to make sure to get through that. And I just want to make sure to get to one more caller before we end. But I will contact you for sure.
All right.
So,
thank
you. So good luck. I will get in contact, and it's all good. Keep journaling.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
have a good night. Okay,
bye.
Okay. Are you still there, Linda?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Are you good to take one more call?
Yeah. I had to wait for them to I was listening for a while, but they had to unmute me, and suddenly I hear, okay, you're unmuted.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, good. Yeah, I saw that. Sorry, I'm not sure why you dropped there. But all right, well, let's go ahead and grab one more call. And we've got area code 603. And what is your name and where are you calling from, please?
My name is Renee, and I'm calling from New Hampshire.
All right.
Hello,
Renee. What can we help you with or give you guidance on?
Well, I'm kind of curious. I've had some, since I was a kid, my first probably experiences like that I remember profoundly was like when I was 12. I had really bad feeling that something bad was going to happen this night. And I was with a friend of mine, and later that night, a very close friend of the family passed away in a car accident. Throughout my life, I've had these things. But the older I get, the more weird things I get, like visions. And, oh, I've seen full-body apparitions. I feel energy. I guess my question is, why so many?
Why are you experiencing so many things now versus when you were younger? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's progressively since I was 12. Now, during the years they had my kids when they were younger, I would say, well, you know, we better save money for this because something's going to happen. You'll see. And sure enough, it would. I would just know things. I told this girl at work one time, I told her, I said, we were working together and we would like change hats for a while. And when she came back, I wasn't thinking anything. I didn't, you know, I was just doing my job, not really thinking about anything. And I looked at her and I said, God is going to grant you a baby, but not until you find your life partner. And she got angry with me because we had just had a conversation about an hour before where the doctors told her that she would never have children because she only had a half a uterus. And then about 7 months later, she got pregnant and had a little boy. And I don't know where that came from. Just stuff like
that.
Yeah.
It's a gift of knowing. She has a gift of knowing, and that's an ability. That's a wonderful ability to have.
Yeah, but sometimes it's scary. because the most profound ones were over the past 6 years. I got very close to somebody, and we could have conversations about speaking. And it was kind of like crazy because I could think about this person and he would call me. Well, one of the last ones, well, I've had several since then, but I would get visions like driving home from work and I would see him sitting in a chair. I could tell you exactly what he was wearing, the look on his face and everything. And I would come home and I would see him and I would say, you know what? This is what I saw, and sure enough, it did happen. Well, he went to Florida this year in January, and all along I knew that he wasn't feeling well. But I went to the local pizza place, and one of the girls down there said, hey, did you know that he's going to stay in Florida? He's thinking about living there? And my automatic response was, no, he's going to come home to die. But I didn't say that because I got angry at myself for thinking it because it was the first thought that came in my head. But I told her, I said, no, he's going to come home because this is where his family is. And he passed away a couple of months later.
Yeah, and just like Linda said, that's just the knowing. You have that gift and ability, and you'll always, like you said, you'll always know. And the more that you acknowledge it, I mean, it's funny, you know, this is the stuff we were talking about at the beginning of the show. It's exactly what we were talking about. The more that you acknowledge it and open up, the more things will happen. There's phases in our lives where we tend to maybe push it away or we don't have time for it because we're busy. Maybe especially, you often see that like when, you know, we're raising our kids, we tend to do that. But yeah, that's really what that is. Who is the man who smoked cigars? There's a man that smokes cigars that's coming in for you, around you. when you started talking about that, when you started talking about that man, I got a man that was smoking cigars. I don't know if that was him or not, but there's a man that's smoking cigars that's coming in, that's connected to your energy.
No, he wasn't a smoker.
Okay. There's someone that this might be your, like, a father, grandfather, but I feel like it's, yeah, like it's that type of energy, but a guy that smokes cigars. Not often, but I feel like he would have a cigar every once in a while.
When
maybe
I was a little kid, my dad would smoke a cigar periodically, but he was actually a cigarette smoker.
Yeah, but he felt sophisticated with the cigars. That's what I feel like. He's passed, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so your father's energy is coming through.
He's in dimes.
Yeah, there you go. So
things all the time.
There you go.
Yeah.
So he, of course, if he's going to do that, then he's certainly not going to waste an opportunity to say hi. So he's just saying hi. But yeah, Linda, exactly. That's you're just getting the signs. So you can choose to do what you want with it. I think people, it's interesting when people start this journey, they feel like, what does this mean? What do I have to do? You do what you want to do. I know for me, I can't not do it. Like, it's bigger than me. I think it goes back to what we were talking about in terms of the topic of the show. It's bigger than me. I'm telling you, I can't not do it. Trust me, there's things that I've done as part of this in terms of having to get up in front of a large group and give readings and all this stuff that it's like not something I would have ever wanted. When I went to college, I did not want to do public speaking. It's just not something. But so I know that it is something that's bigger than me because I'm willing to get up in front of a large audience and give people readings. Like, that is something I wouldn't do otherwise. So you just know.
Yeah, it's funny. I have a friend that used to come and pick my brain. And it's like, girl, I can't give you any more than what I have. And all I can tell you is what I know. I've known that I've had this for a long time, since I was a kid. What I didn't understand is, like, because I relocated from North Carolina to New Hampshire about 7 years ago. And when I was in North Carolina, I worked in a hospital, and I was getting a lot of spiritual feedback from people that nobody else could see. And it was actually starting to cause me problems because there was a young lady that would always call my name. And it went on for weeks, and it would be very random. So, and it was just as loud as if you standing right across the hall from me. And I would say, what? You know, people would be looking at me like, Renee might need to see a doctor. I had one lady tell me I need to go to church and clean out my demons. And it was like, nope, that's not what it is.
Yeah. You'll get that too.
Well, you have a
absolutely.
Gift.
Absolutely.
You definitely have a gift. You definitely have a gift. You have great abilities, and you can use them in a very positive way by helping other people and doing things like what Heather and I are even doing.
I'm very, very people. Even this fellow that passed away, him and I were very close, and I used to intimidate him because I could read him over the phone. It was like, you know what? Don't tell me stories because you know I know better. You know.
There you go. Yeah, that's the truth sensor. There you go.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people think I'm kind of weird, but sometimes it takes me by surprise because I don't expect the visions. And I had one vision just like the other visions when he was living, and I had one, and he was letting that etheric cord out. At first, I thought he was pulling it in. It was like, no, it's not time for me to go yet. I have business here. But he was actually letting it out because I told him, I said, you know what, I'm not getting this. You're going to have to explain it to me. And it came as an epiphany. And I do write a journal, and I did predict his death in there. I sure did.
Yeah, so you, like I said, you definitely have a gift. That's without a doubt, that's a truth. And it's to what extent do you want to use it? If you want to use it to, you know, help other people, to maybe there's some things that, you know, for personal use, whatever it is. But it's you know, we all have something within us, and it's a matter of, like, deciding to, you know, how we want to use that gift that's naturally within us. So so it's good. It sounds like you're not afraid of it. You're aware of it, and that's all good. So
well, I'm curious
good.
About this one thing, okay? My sister and I go to this festival every fall. It's a Boogie and Blues Festival, and it's a three-day festival. It's great fun, great family fun. And I was walking up there, not this last August, but the year before, and my hands get really hot. I mean, really hot, to a point where sometimes it feels like little static electricity bolts are like popping through my fingers, coming out of my fingers. They get that hot. But my patients love it. Oh, my patients love it. They're like, please put your hands on me. They feel so good. And what is that? Because I don't know what
that is.
It's
healing energy that you have. You can set intentions with that. When you're working with your patients, you realize what's wrong with your patients and how you can help them. If you set an intention within your own mind, what you're going to do with that, you know, or just send it throughout their entire body and setting attention for any type of healing that they're ready to receive.
Well, I didn't know what was going on, and then I looked at my sister and I said, there's somebody around here that's really, really sick. And I said, because this energy, these little, it felt like little lightning bolts coming out of my fingers. My hands get so hot, and it would just, it was like it was, now I couldn't see it, but I could feel it, and it would sting. And I told her, I said, somebody around here is really, really sick. I said, I don't know who it is, but somebody's really sick. And it was almost like as if that energy was trying to target that person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who it was because there are thousands of people there.
Right.
But that was pretty wild.
Spirit's amazing. And use that, you know, use that, trust it, the energy that you're getting, you know, that's some people, like I said, we talked about that at the beginning, everyone's kind of a little differently how their energy works, but if you're given that, use it to heal, like you can do something, even if you don't go large scale with it, even if it just, you touch, you know, sprinkle little lives along the way, it's all good to do that, so that's awesome.
Well, you know what I've decided to do with it, because I work in a hospital, so I work with a lot of sick people.
Yeah.
And so I try to give it to everyone that I have to put my hands on.
That intention.
Yeah, but when it starts popping like that, sometimes I have to actually put my hands in cold water to cool them down, but it doesn't do much good. I use that, and wow, I was doing that without even thinking about it, but... I would just say, you know what, you need to go on. You need to go find whoever needs it the most and just go. And then sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's annoying, though, because they get really hot, and it's like, ooh, my hands are so hot.
By releasing that energy into another person, healing them, that should calm the hands down.
It doesn't always, but I think sometimes it's because I'm around so many sick people all the time when I'm at work, and it's like, so I just give it to everybody, you know, and then when I'm at home, they don't get hot like that. Well, once in a while they do, but not that often. But when they do, it's just like, go to whoever you need to be with, because I don't know what
to do. Yes, Spirit will lead you. Yeah, Spirit, if you ask Spirit to lead you, you're so connected to Spirit, ask Spirit to lead you to who it is that needs it. And they should help you find that person.
Yeah. Well,
where they want you to
I
go.
Had also developed this lotion that is actually very nice, and it heals a lot of things, but, it works for a lot of folks.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, just keep doing. I mean, you know, it sounds like you're in tune and aware of what's going on. Some people, you know, have those symptoms and feelings, and they don't even know what's happening. But sounds like you're pretty aware. So that's an amazing gift. And you know.
Well,
like,
when I started noticing that it was more intense over the past, I want to say it's gradually gotten more intense and more varied over the past 20 years. And it's like, wow. But these past 6 years, this one particular person, I've not had a connection quite like that one before, where I could feel the person's movement on the planet. And it's like, oh, this is not normal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's
that was pretty.
That's amazing.
That was intense. That I don't. That's one of those things that you can't describe, and people are looking at you like, yeah, Renee's definitely slipped off her cookie a little bit, but.
Well, you know what? Then we all have, and that's the beauty of life. We're all different and unique. So, so it's so nice speaking with you, Renee. It sounds like you have an amazing gift, and looks like the show is actually going to cut off here in a couple of minutes. So I want to make sure to do a proper exit. So it was so nice chatting with you, and thanks so much for calling. And you know, you do what you want with your gift, but it sounds like, you know, you've been given it and you can certainly spread the love. So best of luck to you, certainly.
I needed somebody who knows what they're talking about to tell me what I'm talking about, because I don't always know. Because it's,
it's
different faces, I guess, would be a good word. So many different ways.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
well,
it sounds beautiful. Yeah. Well, have a good night.
Thank you for sharing
it
with
nice
us.
Chatting with you. Yeah, absolutely. That's beautiful.
Well,
have a good night,
so
Renee.
Good night.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's, you know, it's interesting what she was talking. That reminded me of, like, what is it, Charlie Goldstein or something? It sounds like she has a similar gift to that. And I'm like, wow, that what she can do with that, that's phenomenal. So, So Linda, thank you so much for sticking around and for even jumping back on despite the fact that you got disconnected. I'm not sure what happened there, but we went the long haul. We went well over, but thank you so much for doing it. I had such – it was such an amazing honor to be on with you. I really appreciated you joining. And I just – for everyone, I want to kind of wrap it up and make sure you know how to get a hold of Linda. So, Linda, you mentioned you have your Facebook page that they can join, I believe, as well. The Linda, what was it, Light Group?
Light Language by Linda Lee Group.
There you go. Perfect.
Just like my page. Website.
And a lot of the callers that called in, it sounds like they'd be perfect, you know, to kind of like open up in that space and like-minded people. I think that's a really good thing. And then if you want to book a session, it's channelingbylindalee.com. And you can reach me on heatherfilona.com. Or I have a Facebook page as well. And then, like one of the callers had mentioned, you can certainly reach out to me on my Facebook page, and I will respond through that method as well. So again, amazing having you on the show. So for everyone, so you're aware, next week's show, again, same time on Tuesday. We'll actually be having Dee from Consciousness Evolution Journey, and it'll be our last show of the year. I'm super excited, and Dee is an amazing friend. I cannot wait to have her on. It'll be amazing. And just so everyone's aware, we will next year be switching over to Fridays, so starting in January. So again, this next Tuesday will be our last show. And that's it. So thanks, everyone. Have a good night.
Thank you for having me.